Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, the Eagles, speaking of squads, were an incredible team in 2024. Absolutely, ridiculously good. And Saquon first said it a couple weeks ago, and then Ross Tucker said it 2 weeks ago. Just they don't think the Eagles have gotten enough national acclaim. And I agree with them. Matter of fact, all of us here agree with them, with what they accomplished. Let's listen to something Ross said on our show 2 weeks ago.
I'm wondering why last year's Eagles team has not gotten more discussion as being one of the all-time greats.
I agree.
After the fourth game of the year, when they went to the bye, they didn't lose again the whole year when they had their quarterback. I mean, that is very, very rare to do. Hmm. And then when's the last time a team was really that dominant in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl? I mean, that felt like the Super Bowls when we were in the 80s. Remember when we were kids and it was like every year was a blowout?
Yep.
That's what it felt like. And by the way, they didn't just do that. They did that to the back-to-back defending Super Bowl champs who were trying to be the first team to ever win three in a row, and they got annihilated. I can't really put my finger on why not a single person outside of Philadelphia has had a serious or honest discussion about where this Eagles team ranks.
That's a great
among the all-time
point.
Listen, you guys know I go on these different Odyssey stations all over the country. Not one person has brought it up. Not one station has said, where do they rank among the all-time greats? I have no idea why that's not even a thing.
I totally agree with Ross, guys. I mean, we watch these shows, the ESPN shows, the NFL shows. Mm-hmm. You consume stuff on social media. I haven't seen not one.
The most outrageous thing, Joe, is that ESPN spent all last year documenting the Chiefs' entire year because they thought it was going to, you know, end in a coronation, a three-peat, and they're coming out with it. I mean, is that not insane?
Well, so that's one thing. I'll take it to a different level. To me, I mean, I don't have a problem with them coming out with that video. I mean, that should be interesting.
I'm going to enjoy it immensely.
Yeah, at the end, yeah. I would put it, here's the way I would frame it as it relates to ESPN. ESPN 24/7. They spend hundreds, thousands of hours just talking. I mean, look, so do we at WIP. I'm not. This isn't me throwing what's this thing? Stones at glass
shade.
Houses.
Oh yeah. Stone. Let who is without sin. Right,
if you're a 24/7 entity, you're gonna have a lot of stuff to conversate about.
Yeah.
But here's what we know: ESPN doesn't spend that much time talking about baseball. They don't. They spend the most time talking about football and basketball. That's what they do. Okay, that's what they do. And if you're going to spend that much time talking about football and you have no football for 6 months, which you don't actually have games for 6 months, you would think somewhere in those 6 months of this show and that show and let's do this and let's do that and let's cycle this material and let's recycle it and let's recycle it a 17th time, let's recycle it a 700th time, you would think somewhere along the line that it gets to, Eagles are really good. By the way, they freaking thumped a team in the NFC Championship game. They thumped a team in the Super Bowl, which was Mahomes and Reed, going for three in a row. It was as non-competitive as could be. It looked like Alabama versus Notre Dame a decade ago, right? I mean, it looked so ridiculous. It looked so ridiculous. The other team didn't cross midfield until late in the third quarter. By the way, Eagles had a 10-game winning streak during the regular season. By the way, they had the number one ranked defense in pro football. By the way, they had a running back to gain 2,000 yards. And like, it doesn't dawn on anybody on a national level, as Ross said, to have a real conversation about this is obviously one of the best teams we've seen.
I think it's incredible that it could be so on the down low that our quarterback is making it his personal mission to make this season different than all the previous seasons of a Super Bowl winning team that drops off.
No, but John, you keep going
into going to look at it differently.
Yeah, but that's a whole different. That's what's ahead. Listen, they can do that, and good for them. I'm a fan. I get to enjoy this as a fan. And as a fan, I find it like kind of offensive that our team didn't get more recognition and acclaim. Look here. All right. Let's go through my reasons. And you guys tell me, let's go one by one. Tell me if you agree. And then ultimately tell me what you think the number one reason is, or if there's a different reason I don't state. And by the way, Reuben Frank will join us in about 5 minutes. Here are my reasons of why I think the Eagles have been shortchanged. One reason is the lack of national belief in Hurts and Sirianni. Now, the irony, obviously, as you guys know, I don't have, like, the greatest belief in Hurts, but I certainly have more, I think, than some people nationally have. The combination of those two. All right, do you guys agree that that's a reason?
Yes.
Hurts and Sirianni doubt. Mm-hmm. And maybe even, like, dislike of Sirianni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Second reason, that the nation, this goes both media and fans, they struggle to wrap their mind around. They don't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to crown the Eagles over the Chiefs because the Chiefs have one more, and maybe they view it as disrespectful to, like, just sort of skip over the Chiefs. You know, like think of it this way. 67 Sixers, a lot of people said around here, one of the greatest teams of all time, maybe the best NBA team of all time for a long time, maybe of all time. But the Celtics had won 8 in a row. So, like, Red Auerbach's like, don't put the 67 Sixers above my team. My team just won 8 in a row. But I know people still alive that say, yeah, but the 67 Sixers were better than any one Celtic team. So nationally, though, they get swept away because Celtics won 8 in a row. Chiefs had won 2 in a row. Chiefs had won 3 and 5. I think there are people that are like, I can't get down with putting the Eagles above the Chiefs because the Chiefs have won more, which is true. But the Eagles weren't playing against the Chiefs from a couple years ago. They were playing the Chiefs in 2024 squad. Do you guys buy that theory?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a pro-Andy, pro-Mahomes thing. Okay. Next theory. The nation didn't really understand how great the Eagles' defense was because they didn't know the players. Mm-hmm. They didn't really know Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. Like, Quinyon Mitchell, the ball never gets thrown his way. So how can they know him? They don't know him. He was a rookie, and he rarely even see him on the TV screen because no one's throwing the ball at him. Well, there's a reason no one's throwing the ball at him. Jalen Carter, interior defensive lineman, not deep in his career, not really understood. Bond, this nondescript linebacker who, yes, flash, but not in a way where they say, this guy's, you know. So you had four great defenders. I think all four of them weren't viewed as, you know. That. Right, do you guys agree with that theory?
Yeah, there are no names. I mean, you know, they kept pointing out Chris Jones on the other side. So, yeah, you don't have the big names.
Yeah, and they're not flashy.
Young. Inexperienced.
Not Deion.
Not the guys. Yeah, exactly.
These aren't guys who every other player in the NFL knows their name. You know, like when they fill out the ballots for the Pro Bowl every year, there are certain guys who are right at the tip of guys' tongues.
Sure.
Those players who have 10 years under their belts and they're always You know, on commercials, yep. they're always, you know, front and center. We have young, under-the-radar guys who will someday
I agree.
Be those guys on commercials. Right now, we've just got them in their great play.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They haven't been sort of corrupted by the all the other stuff.
Yeah, yet. No, they're just not that well-known. All right, I got two more theories. The final score of the Super Bowl.
Flip that final score. Flip what happens in the last quarter with Andy yeah. Reid, okay? Andy Reid didn't get enough criticism, as far as I was concerned, for leaving his players in to try to prop up a score so that in 20 years it'll look better. If Nick Sirianni had done that,
yeah.
could we discuss the amount of criticism he would have gotten
That's
nationwide?
Interesting. Yeah.
Instead, Andy Reid, oh, he's Andy Reid the god.
I mean, guess the final score is 40-22. We all know it was a 40-6 game.
Correct.
That probably could have been a 56-6 game.
Do you realize?
Really?
You realize when they scored, when it went from 40-6 to 40-14? Do you know how much time was left in the game?
Like a minute?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
There were 2 minutes and 54 seconds left. It was 40-6 with 2 minutes and 54 seconds left in the Super Bowl.
One of the lamest yeah. things Andy Reid has ever yeah. done and never got any criticism.
So, yeah, well, you're right. So that's 57 minutes into the game, James. And so I think that final score hurt the way the Eagles are viewed historically. I mean, because, you know, John, you and I grew up with the Bears, and you know the 46-10. I was stumbling earlier on the one with Montana, but yeah, I knew it was there about James.
10,
James
yeah.
went right to 55-10. Yeah. Like, these kind of scores resonate in your head.
The drubbings, they yeah. stick in there. It was
right.
it was unlikely, I guess, that you would see such a lopsided score, and so they really do register in there, and they don't go away.
The final one I'll say, and then we'll get to Ruben Frank and phone calls. If you agree or disagree with our sentiment that the 2024 Eagles have been shortchanged historically with no national discussion about, you know, that they should rank, you know, amongst the top five or top three in recent years, top one this century. They might be top one this century. No one says it. I think there is some anti-Philly sentiment. Ben, does that resonate with you?
100%. We are not liked nationally. We're
and
just
And they just don't want to give it to us, right?
And the stereotype will go on forever. I guarantee it.
I agree with you.
Well, we did throw snowballs at Santa Claus, yeah. so, you know.
Like that rhetoric, it's just enough already. It just won't go away. No matter what we do,
yeah.
no matter how we act, or how many championships we win,
I mean, Mahomes,
that will stick with us.
Mahomes did not pass midfield until late in the third quarter.
Exactly.
That doesn't count? I mean, guys, I'm not saying the Eagles have to be viewed as number one all time. I'm not saying that. I know there are some credible teams, some of which I didn't see. 72 Dolphins, Steelers, the 70s. I get it. I saw the Niners in the 80s. They were amazing. I saw the Cowboys in the 90s and the Niners in the 90s. They were amazing. Here's what I know. This is one of the best teams I've seen. I know that. And I also know they may be the best this century. And I also know I heard zero people say that nationally. Zero. It's kind of irritating.
And you're talking about one of the probably the top three quarterback of all time.
Which
right?
one?
Mahomes.
That oh, beating him, yeah.
That doesn't cross
yeah.
midfield
yeah.
till the third quarter. It right, doesn't well, get brought up?
No, it doesn't get brought up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.